Taoiseach Simon Harris will support the nomination of Ursula von der Leyen for a second term as EU Commission President when he joins other EU leaders for a two-day summit getting underway in Brussels today. It's also expected that on the margins of the leaders' summit, the horse trading will begin over what portfolio Ireland's nominee as Commissioner, Michael McGrath, can secure. Joining me on the line from Brussels now to preview the two-day meeting is our European editor, Tony Connolly. Is the von der Leyen's second term now as EU Commission President, Tony, pretty much assured?
I mean, it's certainly assured, Mary, as far as the European Council is. So that's the body of 27 EU leaders. Pedro Sanchez, the Socialist Prime Minister from Spain, is not going to attend because of the death of his father-in-law. But the consensus is there that she get a second term. They're also going to nominate António Costa as the new European Council President. He'll be the man who chairs EU summits for the next 2.5, probably 5 years. That term is renewed. And Kaja Kallas, who's the Estonian Prime Minister, she's going to take up the role of the EU's foreign policy chief, taking over from Josep Borrell. But of course, these, well, especially Ursula von der Leyen's nomination, that has to be confirmed by the European Parliament at a plenary session, probably in July. But those are the three names that are going to be adopted by EU leaders at the meeting today and tomorrow.
Could that support prove more challenging for her when it moves on to the European Parliament?
Yes, it could. And that's because she needs a majority of 361 MEPs for her nomination to be confirmed. And at the moment, the margin that she has is around the 400 mark, but there's usually a 10% defection rate among MEPs when this vote takes place, and it's a secret ballot. So because of the shrinking of the centre parties in the European Parliament at the elections just passed, then it's more challenging for her to get those votes. And that's why, you know, there is a bit of a spotlight on what Fianna Fáil MEPs are going to do. They're in the Renew group, the Liberal group, one of the key centre groups that has shrunk in the elections. They've signalled that they're going to vote against her. And that's certainly being noted here in Brussels.
I talk about that as well in relation to Michael McGrath and the portfolio that he may get. But stay with the Leaders' Summit for me, because round that table you'll have the Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, who's reported to be fuming over what she sees as a bit of a ready-up on the three top jobs.
Yeah, so the way the names have been confirmed going into the summit is that there were six negotiators from the three political groups. That's the centre right, centre left, and the Renew group in the centre. Now, those six negotiators are, you know, the leaders. So you've got the prime ministers of Poland and Greece, Spain and Germany, Emmanuel Macron, Mark Rutte of the Netherlands and France, respectively. So they represent a clear majority of the 27 EU leaders. Now, Giorgia Meloni is on the hard right of the spectrum, so her argument is that she should have been considered because her political group, the European Conservatives and Reformists, came third in the European elections. So she believes that she has been kind of shut out of this process. But I suppose the constitutional and legal fact is that it's a majority of the European leaders themselves who make the nomination for Commission President. And at the moment, they have 21 out of 27 of the EU leaders. So that's simply a political fact of life.
Now, on the margins, the horse trading for a job for Commissioner, incoming Commissioner Michael McGrath.
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of talk about this, especially in the Irish media. But I mean, the fact is that Ursula von der Leyen hasn't been confirmed yet. And it's only once she's confirmed by the Parliament will she start the business of allocating commission posts. Now, she'll go to every member in state and say, who do you have for me? And then she will assess the calibre and experience of each candidate. She's also likely to ask for a male and female candidate from each country. Countries aren't obliged to comply with that request. But, I mean, certainly there are member states like Italy. Giorgia Meloni is going to want a big commission post now as compensation for kind of being shut out of that process. The Spanish nominee, Teresa Ribera, is looking for a climate position. So there are runners and riders at this stage, but I think it's somewhat premature to say that any of this will be pre-cooked at the summit. But of course, Ireland, in the form of Michael McGrath, will be looking for an important portfolio. He's a finance minister, but you know, let's not forget there are a lot of very highly qualified candidates coming forward.
Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, back with news after this.